Welcome to episode 38 of the Snowflake SnowPro Core Certification In-Depth Training Podcast, brought to you by BrightFlux. I'm your host, Yakub Abdul Hakim, a certified Snowflake user, and today we're diving deep into understanding query plans and data spilling. First, let's start with the basics. A query plan is essentially the roadmap that Snowflake's Query Optimizer uses to execute a SQL query. It's a set of operations such as scans, joins, and aggregations organized in the most efficient way to process the query. Understanding the query plan is crucial because it not only helps you anticipate how your query will execute, but also gives insights into potential performance bottlenecks. To visualize a query plan in Snowflake, you can use the explain statement before your query. This provides a graphical representation of the plan, showcasing how tables are accessed, how joins are performed, and the order of operations. Key to optimizing your queries is recognizing sequences that could be rearranged for efficiency, identifying operations that consume significant resources, and understanding the role of caching. Now, let's talk about data spilling. Data spilling occurs when a query operation's memory requirements exceed the available memory in Snowflake's virtual warehouse, causing intermediate results to be temporarily stored on disk. This is not inherently bad, but it does affect query performance. Understanding when and why data spilling happens is important for efficient query design. Factors that contribute to data spilling include large dataset sizes, complex aggregations, and insufficient warehouse sizing. To mitigate data spilling, consider optimizing your query to reduce complexity, increasing your warehouse size, or restructuring your data for more efficient access. It's also valuable to monitor your warehouse's performance and adjust its size based on workload demands. In summary, mastering the understanding of query plans and managing data spilling are key components to optimizing your queries in Snowflake. These insights will not only help you design more efficient queries, but also assist you in passing the Snowflake SnowPro Core certification exam. That's all for today's episode. I hope this deep dive helps you get a solid grasp on understanding query plans and data spilling. Stay tuned for more in-depth discussions to help you excel in your Snowflake certification journey. Thank you for listening and happy querying.